Republican Representative Frank Garner says the purpose of his bill is to make Montana's roads safer.
And I find myself in the middle of Montana in the 65th legislative session in a very odd position where I feel the need to quote Mick Jagger. And that is, you don't always get what you want.
But what Montana needs is to fix crumbling roads and bridges, he says. The former Kalispell police chief says Montanans are dying on unsafe roads, and their vehicles are being damaged on those same roads. At first, Garner's House Bill 473 sought to raise the tax on gasoline by 8 cents a gallon, diesel by just over 7 cents. The Senate reduced that, and the House was being asked to accept those changes.
Politics is the art of the possible.
House Appropriations Chair Nancy Balance says she didn't come to the session to raise taxes. Instead, worked with proponents to lower the tax increase.
And to me, it was a testament to what you can do when you get together, roll up your sleeves, and I kind of agree with Mick Jagger. We don't get what we want. We don't even always get what we need, though.
She said this tax increase will affect every driver and the cost of goods and services. Still, Balance said this bill is better now than when it was first introduced.
And now, for me, it's not a question of whether or not I vote for a gas tax. It's whether I vote for something that makes it better for my people back home, and I think for all of Montana.
But opponents said raising the gas tax will hurt working people, especially those in rural Montana. Representative Teresa Manzella called this bill contrary to her way of thinking and her belief system. She argued funding could have come from taking a hard look at government and spending.
But instead of addressing those problems and finding and fixing the inefficiencies in government, our solution is to harness our citizens, the very people who sent us here to fight for them and to interpose between them and their government. We're going to harness them with a gas tax forevermore.
The Republican-controlled House approved the Senate's changes on a 61-39 vote. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.